The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. Joining us now, Chris King, co-founder of the Cajun Army. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. We want to get an update on what you guys are working on. Are you still helping the Southeast after Hurricane Harvey?
Yes, sir. Well, yes, sir. Southeast Texas.
Yeah, Southeast Texas. Excuse me. Yeah.
Correct. Well, there's been so much flooding in the Southeast. Mm-hmm. There was Southeast Louisiana flooding in mm-hmm. Texas, and then the Southeast U.S. and Florida. But yes, we are still committed to helping Texans recover. We learned in Louisiana that this type of disaster goes on for a long time after the actual event, and of course there's little to no help once the media moves on to the next and greatest disaster to cover.
Well, and that's the reason we always try to get updates and continue to offer our support and help, even if it's just giving attention to it and driving people to donate money to these different disasters and charities long after. A lot of people run to the disasters because it's media and it's sensational mm-hmm. and they like it and genuinely try to help. But most of the work gets done in the years yeah. after the immediate month or so.
Yes, sir. That's correct. We were, in fact, here in Louisiana, it's probably a far distant memory in most people's minds. But in August of last year in Louisiana, we had a flood that decimated about a third of our state. And about a week after the flooding, everyone was on to the next thing. And we were actually gutting houses, helping people gut homes about a week before the Harvey disaster.
Wow.
So we were still working here in Louisiana. And there's still a lot of people not back in their homes, just as there are people up in, where Hurricane Sandy hit 5 years ago. There are people still not in their homes. So this thing in Texas, just to give you some perspective, in Louisiana, it's estimated that there were about anywhere from 130 to 150,000 homes destroyed. I really don't know where they get these numbers, but the initial numbers coming out after the Harvey event was 100,000, but that somebody had to leave a zero off because I think the FEMA registrations are well over 800,000 at this point. So this disaster in Texas was 5 to 7 times the scope of what happened in Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
And people, all you hear about now is Irma and Puerto Rico. And it's sad because it's everywhere. It's everywhere. But we're doing like you are. We appreciate the time here. We're just trying to bring awareness to what's happening to our own people in our own country. And we're kind of taking that stand that, you just got to stand up and love your neighbor and take care of them. And that's what we're trying to do for Texas right now. And we will be as long as we can find people that need help.
Explain what the Cajun Army is. It's a Cajun Navy. Sure, why they keep putting Army? It's Cajun Navy, right?
Yeah, well, no, that's a really good question. They're actually a bunch of crazy Cajuns.
Okay.
Cajun group. and so I'll put it like this. I recently was invited to go speak at NASA a few weeks ago to a group of people there. And I described the Cajun Nation, as we call it, as like okay. one big dysfunctional family. The Cajun Navy is the kid that grew up and became a rock star. And moved on, and everybody knows who the Cajun Navy is because right. they're always on stage when things are bad. The Cajun Army, and it is a completely separate, we are a separate legal entity. The name is the Cajun Army. We're like the kid that joined the Peace Corps or the kid that went into the ministry. We come in after the stage has been torn down, the spotlight's no longer there. we come in and we're just helping people deal with the shock. We're gutting their homes. We're providing supplies and feeding them. Coming here to the wintertime, there are a lot of Texans that'll be sleeping in tents. We're already finding people that are in tents and not back in their homes. And I'm talking veterans, disabled, elderly. You want to get enraged about something, get enraged about veterans sleeping in tents in our own country because they've got no help.
So how can we help them?
Well, you can go to www.thecajunarmy.com and register to help. That's primarily, we need boots on the ground. We need people that are willing to come volunteer. And it's hard work, but it will change your life. Once you get in there and you help somebody who has no way of repaying you ever, that you may never see again in your life, and you watch what an impact you have when you help share their burden and show up out of nowhere with nothing to gain. And that's really how you help. That's how America helps. And there are, surprisingly, people from all over the world have engaged with us. People from all over the country have come to volunteer with us. We've had some really interesting groups. We've had a militia group from the Northeast. We've had the Scientologists. We've had Burners Without Borders from Colorado. Yes, we'll even take potheads to volunteer. I mean, it has been, and the Cajun Army is we are a secular group. I have a ministry background as one of the founders. I spent a lot of my life in ministry, and the Cajun Army was originally formed kind of as a ministry hub to be able to provide housing and meals and work to volunteers and to connect those people that want to help with the people that need help. But it's interesting because we're a secular group. You know, we're just doing what this guy taught us 2,000 years ago, to love your neighbor as yourself. And that's really what we do. We focus on what we have in common. When it comes to negativity and bickering, and I mean, you're gone. We don't have time for that. We're just there to help people.
But I like that you also lead and facilitate volunteers. I mean, it's great. If you're in the Northeast and you have a job and you can't go and volunteer, everyone understands that. And you could donate $5, $20, $100. That's always helpful. But it's nice, too, because a lot of people want to go and help. They have time off. Maybe they're off work. They're unemployed, whatever. And they want to go and physically help. That's cool that you have that as well.
Yeah. Well, and that's here's the funny part about it. So there are three founders. We went on an 11-hour boat rescue to rescue some of the employees of my company, and these two guys are clients of mine. And in this thing opened our eyes to what was really going on around us with the devastation, and we just agreed that we needed to do more. They called me the next day. They were headed to gut houses to help people in areas where the water had gone down. And I created the Facebook group out of those discussions. And I was like, well, look, let me create a Facebook group. And I was like, well, shoot, we're really part of the Cajun Navy because we were out rescuing people in boats, just private citizens doing that kind of thing. And I literally thought I was going to manage all of this on a spreadsheet. I added 100 friends to the group initially, and I had no idea what I was in for, but this thing, people answered the call, and I really had no idea how many people would be drawn to the message. But we now have close to 50 people on an administrative team that just work back office, and they do it from all over the country. We're set up to work virtually, and there are people all over the country that help run our back office. And so this thing that I initially thought I was going to manage on a spreadsheet has really blown up. People coming from everywhere. So it's it's been a blessing, and it's because of interviews like this and being able to get our message out that that people are hearing about us little by little. We've got close to 19,000 members in our Facebook group.
That's right huge. Now. That's awesome. Wow. It's, by the way, it's thecajunarmy.com. Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Thecajunarmy.com. You say the or the if you're from way down south.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure because sometimes there are the T-H-E-E. Just want to make sure. Yeah. Are you on – I see you have the Facebook group too. Are you on Twitter or no?
We are on Twitter. It's at Cajun Army.
Okay, good. I'm going to go ahead and tweet a link to all of that as well, and hopefully people can find it.
Well, yeah, our social media team leader is going to kill me. Before you do that, make sure it's not at the Cajun Army. It may be at the Cajun Army.
No, it's at Cajun Army. I got it. It's at Cajun Army, yeah. Just wanted to make sure you're on there. It wasn't somebody else's. I understand. I really appreciate what you guys do. And any way we can help, please keep us updated on your whereabouts and when you need help. If you have particular projects coming up or you need a surge of volunteers or cash, let us know and we'll do what we can to spread the word. Okay, Chris?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Chris King, co-founder of the Cajun Army. Have a great day. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.